Look in the air, breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. So, let's get started. Man, there's so much to talk about. What a wild week. So we got the DNC, we got Kamala Harris, who has completely remade herself. And no longer is it hope and change now. It's hope and joy. Hope and joy. Isn't that fantastic? Hope and joy. A couple of rules of engagement. If you want to engage with the program, which I know you do and you should, the easiest way to do that is to send me a text message. And the way you do that is on your message app, whatever you use. The number is 33103. Type in that number, 33103, and then just start the message with the word Mike or Michael, either one, doesn't make any difference, and tell me anything or ask me anything. I read text messages all the time, night and day. Doesn't make any difference whether you're listening live, delayed, on the podcast, whatever. Just send me text messages, because as many of you know that listen to the weekday program, it'll send me off chasing a squirrel somewhere. Going down a rabbit hole. So you may think that I want to start out with the DNC, Kamala Harris's acceptance speech, or Bobby Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., endorsing Donald Trump. But I want to lay a foundation about all of that before we get to any of that. And I want to do that by talking about the media. After the DNC, I started playing this little experiment that I do of going around to every news site that I could think of to see what their topic A was. What's the banner? What's the headline? What's the big story? And, of course, the big story after Kamala's speech was, you know, hope and joy. Oh, it was wonderful. She's the new Democrat. She's enthusiastic. I mean, it is... I don't want to be blasphemous here, but it's like the second coming. It's like, holy cow, this woman is going to save us from everything. And I keep thinking, well, wait a minute, what's she been doing for the past 3.5 years, plus the time in her Senate, and what's she done to California? But be that as it may, it was pornographic. And then on Friday, yesterday, after Bobby Kennedy Jr. made his announcement about, and it's kind of odd. I'm going to withdraw my name from the battleground states. But if you live in a solidly red state or blue state, so, for example, if you live in New York, let's take California. If you live in California, example, which there's no way in hell that they're going to vote for Donald Trump, I'm going to stay on the ballot there, and everybody can just go ahead and choose to vote whomever they want to choose to vote for. But if you live in a battleground state, say Michigan or Pennsylvania, primarily Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, I am going to withdraw my name from the ballot, get my name off the ballot in those places, and I'm endorsing Donald Trump, and I'm encouraging all of my followers, all of my voters, all of my folks to vote for Donald Trump. So it's kind of an odd way of doing it, but I kind of understand why he's doing it, and that is he kind of wants to send a message to the Democrats that, you know what, you screwed me over, and Donald Trump at least met with me. We agree on some things, and we vociferously disagree on other things, which I thought to myself, you know, self, when he said that, Isn't the way it's supposed to be? Aren't we supposed to, you know, we're always told you got to find common ground. Well, that's what he and Donald Trump did. And I started getting text messages about, I hope Republicans, I hope Donald Trump doesn't fall for Bobby Kennedy Jr. because he's anti-fossil fuel. He's anti-vax. He's, you know, got kind of weird stories about a brain worm and a dead bear and a bicycle in Central Park. And I mean, all of that's true. But the Bobby Kennedy that I knew from 20 years ago was a really decent human being. And he and I were polar opposites on certain issues. Now, I met him in the context, if you listen to the weekday program, you've already heard this, but I want to make sure that all the rest of you hear it too, is that post 9/11, he was running an organization called River Keepers. And River Keepers was, or may still be, an environmental group that was opposed to the Indian Point nuclear power plant that's in Westchester County, just north of Manhattan. Sits right on the Hudson River. It's being closed down now, but then Riverkeeper wanted us to shut down that nuclear power plant, primarily because of the fear of terrorism. So he and I went back and forth a lot of stuff. We ended up doing a study, showed that terrorism and, you know, flying a plane into that plant was not going to cause any sort of nuclear meltdown or anything else. But he was reasonable about it. He was absolutely reasonable about it, as was, for that matter, Hillary Clinton. Had to deal with Hillary Clinton, too, because she was the junior U.S. senator from New York at the time. But despite all of those differences, and despite the fact that we were polar opposites on most, if not all, issues, I found him to be a decent human being and someone that was reasonable to work with. So now fast forward to today. And today, after the story about Bobby Kennedy doing what he did, I played my little experiment again. Nowhere to be found. No coverage whatsoever. It was as if he had never stepped to the microphone and said one freaking word about anything. They're trying to ghost him. They're trying to disappear him. They're kind of like the Chinese Communist Party. They're going to disappear him. We're just going to let him speak his mind, and then we're going to take him backstage, and you know the mafia thugs are going to haul him off, and you know, put him in some cement boots and dump him in the Hudson. And we'll never see him again. It was bizarre, utterly bizarre. So that leads me to what I want to talk about to establish as a basis before we discuss any of the particulars about what's happened this past week. So let's go to Europe. Bear with me. Hang with me tight. Hang tight for a moment. Sweden is probably one of the most progressive countries when it comes to accepting illegal aliens from all over the world. And they've been doing it for a hell of a lot longer than we have, although we've always kind of done it, but not to the degree that we're doing it now. For the last 50 years, more people have come to Sweden as illegal aliens, or as they call them, migrants, than have ever left. But those liberal immigration policies have also brought Sweden something that they've never before experienced in the history of the country. Something that we're kind of like, we shrug our shoulders at, although we shouldn't, and that's gang violence. Sweden used to be one of the safest places in the world to live. Do you know that today Sweden has the second highest gun death rate in all of Europe? The last time I was in Sweden was probably maybe 10 years ago. And even just 10 years ago, I felt utterly safe. I actually traveled to Sweden without a security detail. Travel to Sweden as a private citizen. And I've taken my wife to Sweden. And it was a wonderful place to visit. The pro-immigration Financial Times recently said this: the criminal gangs involved in Sweden's urban warfare are run largely by second-generation immigrants. Second-generation immigrants. 20% of Sweden's 10-plus million citizens are now foreign-born, which is twice as many as there were back in 2000. So all of that's resulted in a debate about what Sweden's center-right prime minister, who came to power in 2022, calls failed integration. Failed integration. Keep that in mind, because what does that mean for Sweden? And then I'm going to tie that to something that a Swedish reporter has done, which is pretty much kind of like, nailing your diatribe on the door of the press room. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to text the word Michael to 33103. Follow me on Twitter. Get busy and follow me on Twitter today. It's at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget and get an update on what's happening in the District Attorney's Office, the courthouse, and the shortage of judges. Also, a catch-up on what happened on the weekend and what's happening this week in Redding and Shasta County. All of this Monday, right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, I should remind you that if you like what you hear on the weekend, you can always listen weekdays on your iHeart app, on your computer, however you want to listen, on the from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on 630 KHOW in Denver. So if you like what you hear on the weekend, I'd encourage you to tune in on the weekdays too. It might give you a little insight into some of the other stuff we talk about during the week. But let's go back to Sweden. Because I think what's happening in Sweden proves my point about my little experiment about trying to ghost or bury Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s endorsement of Donald Trump at the same time that all they want you to know about is how Kamala Harris is not the person you think she is, why she's this wonderful human being that, has two or three kids of her own, which is not true, and that she's done so many wonderful things in her lifetime, which is not true. Just simply not true. So let's go back to Sweden for a moment. So I told you that the Financial Times is admitting that the criminal gangs that are involved in Sweden's urban warfare, this is a quote, are largely run by second-generation immigrants. That's their quote. So immigrant crime continues to worsen in Sweden. But the mainstream media in Sweden, just like the mainstream media in this country, just remains completely woke. In fact, they are actually, this is why I call them the cabal. The cabal is that unholy alliance of the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants. And the dominant media in this country, just like in Sweden, continues to remain woke. And in fact, they are actually committed to ideological correctness, and they're not committed to actually reporting the news. The ideological correctness is extending to even reporting about Donald Trump overseas and in this country by foreign reporters that are assigned to the White House or the White House press pool or who are members of the White House press association. There's a journalist by the name of Malin Ekman, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her first name, M-A-L-I-N, Malin Ekman. She's had enough. She quit. And like Barry Weiss, who is a former New York Times editor and the founder of an amazing website called The Free Press. If you've not read The Free Press, or if you don't have that bookmarked, go bookmark that in your computer now, The Free Press. Because Barry Weiss, again, a journalist that I don't agree with about everything, but she's a journalist. And Douglas Murray, whom I absolutely adore, probably one of the greatest writers and thinkers of our time, is also a member of the Free Press, as are many other writers. And like Barry Weiss did, who wrote an open letter about her leaving the New York Times and how the New York Times has become this woke newspaper that has completely abandoned all journalistic standards, Ekman has written the same thing about the media in general. And she's written a letter. And I don't want to read the letter verbatim because it's quite long. But I want to go through the nuts and bolts of it. Because, again, this is... First, let me disabuse you of something that you may be thinking. Michael, we already know that the media is woke. Yes, that's our starting point. You and I agree on that. But when somebody walks away and writes a scathing letter, like Barry Weiss did about the New York Times, and then goes on to start a web outlet, a news outlet called the Free Press, then again, I encourage you to go bookmark. You won't agree with everything, but what you'll find is actual journalism. Well, this woman did the same thing. She's covered everything. She's covered because she's been in this country. She says that in 2019, I became a correspondent in New York. It was Donald Trump's last full year in office, a very unique time. Reporting by legacy media had become one-sided. And similarly, Swedish journalism was predictably tendentious in its depictions of what had happened to American society. By contrast, the group she was working for was trying to provide its readers with counterpoints to prevailing narratives during that time. And she says it was evident in her newsroom, evident in the newsroom's culture. Readers should be triggered to think for themselves. We want to give you more perspectives. We want to address the curiosity about American life and American politics. That sounds like wonderful journalism, doesn't it? If you've ever traveled outside of this country, which if you ever have the chance to do it, I would strongly encourage you to do so, because two things will happen. One is you will see how foreign press reports about our lives and our culture, and you'll think to yourself, is that the country that I live in? And two, it will give you a different perspective and a different appreciation for our country by simply stepping away from it for a while. I know not everybody can do that, but if you ever have the opportunity, please take advantage of that opportunity. She writes in this letter that for several years I felt stalwart editorial support for my reporting. The previous leadership described it as an asset for the newspaper, encouraged me to continue my important work. But the paper's view of my work suddenly dimmed just last year. Wait a minute, what happened? What was going on? Well, she says that she believes that a journalist's mission is to go out and describe what they see. That the journalist is the reader's eyes in the world. And she says that sometimes you might provide unexpected perspectives that readers may initially find challenging or even disturbing, but that the journalist's role, like journalism in general, has actually devolved into the opposite. The journalistic self-criticism that followed Donald Trump's victory in the 2016 presidential election gave way to being a one-sided once again. And she says that even Swedish reporting about the U.S., like in many parts of the Western world, was saturated with the narrative that Donald Trump is the enemy of American democracy. You see, it's not just here. All over the world, it's the same bullcrap that Donald Trump is the enemy of democracy. But she takes it one step further, and she wants to ask, or she does ask, so what are the consequences of that? She writes that though journalists should not consider the potential political consequences of their reporting, information previously considered relevant to the public is now either not reported or relegated to the margins. She says one example is how Democrats have used the legal system as a weapon against their Republican opponents, and another is how tech companies and governments coordinated to remove what they deem to be politically sensitive content. Holy crapola! Maybe the reason I love this article is because she just described in that paragraph what I keep calling the cabal. So what does this mean for what's happening today? Well, when we get back, let me tell you about what happened to her. It shows you just how woke journalism is. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Start the message with the word Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state, if you've received a levy or garnishment notice, the worst thing you can do is ignore it. The problem isn't going away, and the longer you put it off, the more penalties and interest keep piling up. So what should you do? Call a company that can help. The experts at Rush Tax Resolution know how to fight the IRS and win. Rush Tax is A-plus rated with the BBB, and they've helped thousands of people put an end to their tax problems for good. And if you're a business owner and owe payroll taxes, did you know the IRS can shut you down and come after you personally? Rush Tax helps business owners stay in business. They've even been able to stop levies and garnishments the same day. Call 800-485-3021 now. And Rush Tax will tell you upfront and for free if they can help. And they only take cases they know they can help. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. Or RushTaxResolution.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'd appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. So on your podcast app, search for and find The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then once you find that, hit the subscribe button. And if you're so inclined, leave a 5-star review because that'll help us get the podcast up even higher in the rankings. And more people will subscribe to it. And then we get the word out even more. And I'd greatly appreciate that. Just like I appreciate this audience. So let's go back to the Swedish reporter. In her resignation letter, she writes this. If you choose to write about challenging topics, a Kafkaesque process awaits. Criticism starts to feel arbitrary, and the work becomes ineffective and spiritless. The alternative is to tailor your reporting to fit the political sensibilities of your editors. This kind of journalism does not require a correspondent. It requires a thorough Swedish translation of the New York Times, the Atlantic Magazine, or the Washington Post. In other words, if you're going to be a Swedish journalist and you want to appease your editors and just give them what they want, then you've just got to take, you just got to pick up the New York Times or the Atlantic Magazine or the Washington Post and just, you know, take what they write and just translate that into Swedish and just give it to your editors and they'll love it. That's the enclosed circle that I'm talking about. That's the cabal that I'm describing. But she asked this question, so why are Swedish journalists content with repeating the content of those publications? Because many convince themselves that the reporting by those American newspapers represents the right side, with which they also just happen to sympathize with. Others are afraid of being perceived as controversial. Now think about that for a moment. Controversial by just simply reporting what you see, by reporting about what you heard, reporting on just what, say, the White House press secretary said, and repeating it verbatim, which will be total nonsense and word salad from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course. She says, others are afraid of being perceived as controversial. If you include a perspective that has not been approved by the media establishment, then your colleagues will start to suspect your motives. Journalism is, after all, a very small industry with strict codes for how to fit in. Journalists, furthermore, operate in a job market where you're expected to be grateful for the good fortune of just having a job. But to challenge a mainstream narrative is to risk not only your standing in the herd, but also your livelihood. It's like there are a bunch of, for those of you that have never been in cattle country, cattle, when it comes time to feed, if they see the pickup truck hauling the hay going to the gate, they'll all start just boom, just trailing and running right to that feeding point. Or if a storm's moving in and you've got a bunch of cattle in a, you know, in a section fenced in, if that wind starts blowing out of the north, colder than hell, colder than a well digger's ass, you know what they'll start doing? Those cattle will start to bunch up with their butts facing that north wind, and they'll herd right into that corner, and they'll just stay there, keeping themselves warm. Cattle, journalists, same thing. Oh, there's the story we need to report, and let's all report it the same way, so let's all just herd and stick our noses in the corner and just stay there and keep saying the same thing. That's what she's saying. It's exactly what she's saying. She says established news outlets have created a new culture where the end justifies the means, where nuance is not tolerated, and where journalistic ideals have been abandoned. And while those outlets pride themselves with serving democracy, they now deliberately renounce the basic journalistic principles they once believed were required in a democracy. Let's step back for a moment. So what am I doing here? What are we doing? What are we hearing? What's being said to us? We're witnessing once again, just like we did with Barry Weiss in the New York Times, that journalism and the editors that control the websites, the newspapers, the magazines, the television news programs, for that matter, the radio news programs, they're all like those cattle that are just stuck in that corner because the wind's blowing out of the north and all they want to report is the same thing. Well, it's pretty damn cold out here. That's it. Nobody wants to turn around and look and say, oh, wait a minute. Look over there. There's something else. They're afraid to do that. Now, I want you to think not necessarily about yourself. And I say that because I genuinely mean this. Because by the very fact that you're listening to this program, Now, I know that we, because I get the emails. So when you have an audience as large as this all across the country, there are people that are listening that you get emails from or text messages from that hate everything I'm saying. Now, I will tell you that I don't respond to them, but I do read them because I'm always curious if they actually have anything legitimate to say. Like, is there anything that you're going to say that's other than just a personal attack that might actually cause me to rethink about something I said or something I think? But they don't. They're just all personal attacks, and they're all just, it's just all bull crap. In fact, there's one that every single weekend I get an email from him, and it's the same old, you know, I'm a Trump sycophant, and I'm just a loud mouth, you know, wannabe, whatever. And I just like, you know, you never give me any sort of argument. You give me any rational or reasonable argument about anything in particular that I said that you disagree with. So there's no sense in arguing. There's no sense in debating. There's no sense in discussing because, well, just a complete dumbass a-hole. Journalists who are reporting on all of these things and are just massively mass-producing the same story from the same perspective, which is the narrative that, in this case, the cabal once spread out. Not you. Not you. Because you're not like the hate listeners. But you have to then make certain that you don't fall victim to the cabal. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do because everyone, it's just like me and my experiment. Now you think about the fact that I get paid to do this. So, you know, people like to joke, oh, you're just a talk show host. That's such an easy job. If you think about how much time that I spend perusing and going through and thoroughly reading stories from every perspective, trying to figure out what I think about something so I can bring this to you and hopefully make you think about something. There are a lot of people that don't have that time or the resources or for that matter, even the energy to do it. Those are the useful idiots among us. And those are the people that just turn on David Muir and the ABC World News Tonight. And whatever David Muir spews out, well, that's just the way it is. That's it. Or the only newspaper they ever read is the New York Times. Or they subscribe like I do to, I subscribe to all those newspapers, but they might subscribe like I do to the Wall Street Journal. And all they read is maybe the financial section because they're curious about their portfolio, but they read the news section. Well, the news section, if you want to see a complete Chinese wall between a news department and an editorial department, you ought to pick up a Wall Street Journal sometime and read what's in the news section versus what's on the editorial page. Because there you'll see fantastic writing. I don't always agree with everything they say, but it makes you think versus the typical standard narrative that the cabal wants you to know on the news side of the Wall Street Journal. That means that the vast majority of Americans, when it comes to Bobby Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, the current presidential campaign, 73 days now? Let me look. We are now, 73 days to the election. So about 10 weeks. That means that most Americans are going to be fed deliberately, not by accident, but on purpose, are going to be fed deliberately a narrative that they hope will drive them to vote Democrat on November 5th or whenever early voting starts, like probably tomorrow somewhere, so that they can get their preferred candidate elected. That's the cabal, pure and simple. And it's not just America. It's Sweden. And look what's happened in Sweden. It's gone from one of the safest countries in the world to a country where literally it is now criminal gangs involved in Sweden's urban warfare are largely run by second-generation immigrants. It is now the, it was one of the safest places to live in the world, oh here it is, now has the second highest gun death rate in Europe. Sweden, one of the most homogenous places that I've probably ever visited in my world travels. And it's because not only is it just the policies of the Swedish government, but it is the narrative about those policies that their cabal has fed them, causing those policies to become ingrained while ordinary Swedes face extraordinarily high crime rates in one of the safest, what used to be, one of the safest places in the world. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on Twitter, X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Ooh, I love Girls' Night Out.
Me too. And, oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that Tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about Girls' Night Out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So let's stop and think now. Actually, let me go to the text messages first. Gubernator 9056 writes this. Michael, it goes back to the power of the lie. And the cabals, if one does not agree with the lie of the cabal, that person is going to be targeted and punished. That's why journalism is, that's why someone like Barry Weiss, or this, who left the New York Times to start the Free Press, that's why, look, I don't get paid. Barry Weiss doesn't know me. I don't know her. But I would sit here all day long and tell you to go read the Free Press. Because there's at least one news outlet that you can go to that is now independent. And I know we still have a lot of other places, but a lot of the other places and the news sites that we go to have a distinctive conservative bent. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I like about the Free Press is that you get a kind of a broad spectrum of views, but you'll always know that it's actually a journalistic view. This is what we observe. This is what we see. But you're right. If you don't agree with the lie of the cabal, you will be ghosted, targeted, punished, because they can't have anybody go off the reservation. Because once you and I start recognizing that, oh, something like the Free Press, or if I'm going to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, I'm just going to pay attention to the editorial page and screw the rest of the paper. Or someone like me who gets paid to read the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times, and then it's my job to tell you about how they're lying to you about XYZ, that's entirely different. You know, Gubernator 0195 writes, from Vietnam War correspondents staying in their hotels, then meeting to agree what they'd report, through today's journalism schools filled with students who are there to change the world, our traditional news media is merely a propaganda machine meant to shape the world to their heart's content. That is halfway right. Because you're leaving out two of the other essential components of propaganda. And that's the big tech giants, through which even the legacy media, like the networks or the newspapers, use the tech giants, whether that be their own company website or the social media platforms, are used to distribute their stories and distribute their propaganda, or it's the government itself. The government itself, which sets forth the narrative, this is what you shall believe and this is what you shall report if you want to remain inside the little group of cattle, all trying to keep themselves warm, when what they're really trying to do is keeping any one individual cow from falling out of the herd and freezing to death. That's what's happening in journalism. The point is, as we get into the next hour, and we start talking about Bobby Kennedy Jr. or Donald Trump, we start talking about the DNC, we start talking about all of these things. The past week has been wild and crazy. If you remember the old Saturday night skit, Steve Martin and who was the other? I forget who the other one was. We Were Too Wild. Was it Chevy Chase or whoever? We Were Two Wild and Crazy Guys. Well, it's been a wild and crazy week. An absolute wild and crazy week. Except when you step back. And when you step back and you think about how the DNC was reported, you go, oh, you kind of shrug your shoulders like, yeah, well, of course we expected that. Or you look back and once you hear what Bobby Kennedy had to say about the Democrats, you'll go, holy cow, now I understand why I haven't heard that. Because nobody in the cabal wants you to hear what Bobby Kennedy said about them. Or what Bobby Kennedy had to say. Even if you look, you can disagree about. I have a love-hate relationship with Big Pharma, for example. Now, Bobby Kennedy hates Big Pharma. I don't necessarily love Big Pharma, but I appreciate what Big Pharma's done. I mean, you know, I use some Big Pharma medications. But when you think about Big Pharma or Big Ag or Big whatever, and the absolute capture of the regulatory agencies by corporations, you'll understand that, isn't it fascinating how Democrats have abandoned all sense of populism, of individual liberty and freedom, and now it's Republicans? It's Republicans like me who are saying, wait a minute, we need to break up the deep state. We need to break up this revolving door between somebody serving as an FDA commissioner and then leaving the Food and Drug Administration and going to work for Big Pharma for a while on the board of directors making millions, and then when an administration changes, going right back into FDA. It's they're the wolves guarding the hen house. And who suffers from that? You and I do. You and I absolutely do. And then Big Pharma, think about COVID. Oh, you can't use ivermectin. One of the safest and most available drugs anywhere. And yes, sometimes it's used as a dewormer for horses. But it also has a human use too. In tablet form. In capsule form. And now tablet, not capsule. But no, you're not told that. Or the story about Trump telling us that we ought to inject bleach. An utter lie. But a lie that will live on forever. All of us who at one time or another served in a Republican administration have had lies told about us that if I gave you some of the lies that have been told about me, you may say to yourself, oh, I thought that was true. Well, you think that's true because that's what the cabal told you to think. So when we get back, let's delve into what happened this week, because it was a wild and crazy week. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word MICHAEL to 33103. Let's get wild and crazy next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. In a world where a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds, it's crucial to be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. That's where the U.S. Concealed Carry Association comes in. Simply owning a gun is not enough, which is why the USCCA provides over 800,000 Americans with the firearms education, hands-on training, and access to self-defense liability insurance they need for when trouble comes. And right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Visit DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide and a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent. Both of these are jam-packed with insider tips on home security, situational awareness, and personal protection strategies that could save your life. Plus, when you visit DefendFamily.com, you'll discover all the benefits of becoming a USCCA member and joining the fastest-growing firearms community in America. Visit DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide and a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent. Go to DefendFamily.com now before this offer ends.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. A top Trump surrogate says the news media are giving Kamala Harris a pass on her policy plans. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says the vice president has offered few details about her agenda, and he blames the media for not giving enough coverage to what he calls Harris's policy deficits. He says the Democratic National Convention featured Hollywood stars and popular singers, but didn't tell the country what Harris stands for. Ramaswamy spoke at a Trump campaign news conference not far from the DNC venue. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
With fewer than 80 days until the November general election, Democrats and Republicans are gearing up now for more intense campaigning as they seek to dominate not only the White House, but also both chambers of Congress. Here's more from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says a cooling labor market means it may be time to cut its key interest rate.
The unemployment rate began to rise over a year ago and is now at 4.3%. Still low by historical standards, but almost a full percentage point above its level in early 2023.
The Fed is widely expected to announce a modest quarter-point cut in its benchmark rate when it meets in mid-September. More from townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold for your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free. Zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new concerns over privacy issues when wearable cooling gear is used by outdoor workers.
More and more companies are exploring the use of wearable technology to help keep workers cool on sweltering days. But there are questions about how the biometric data could be used. The Laborers' Health and Safety Fund of North America is among the groups raising questions about the data that comes from cooling technology for workers. The lawyer with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says this can be a privacy issue, noting that employers could possibly use the information to kick an employee off their insurance plan or even fire them. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration next month will relaunch a program for every American to order free COVID-19 tests through the email. The tests will be mailed directly to people's homes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. officials say they referred 43 cases of unruly airline passengers to the FBI for possible prosecution over the past year.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the rate of troubling passenger behavior has come down sharply since early 2021, but it's still too high. Airlines have reported more than 1,240 cases to the FAA this year, compared with nearly 6,000 in 2021. Relatively few of those cases are considered serious enough to be passed along to the FBI.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Paris Paralympics flame has arrived in France. It was lit in the British village of Stoke Mandeville, widely considered the birthplace of the Paralympic Games. The flame was now set to travel to France via under the English Channel for a four-day torch relay from the Atlantic to the Mediterranean beaches. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate all of you taking some time out in your Saturday, or whenever you listen, to listening to the program this weekend. If you want to find one of our 300-plus affiliates around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You can pull down the How to Listen tab, and there you'll find a map, an interactive map of all the affiliates when they air the program, when they re-air the program. Then if you scroll down further, you'll find a written list of the affiliates, their calls, their call letters, when they air the program. All the information you need about how to listen to the program will be right there. And don't forget, when you get to that website, there's also all sorts of other information. There are the social media icons for X or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can subscribe to all of those social media platforms. There's the podcasts are there. The bio, all of that stuff is there. And then don't forget, you can always send me a text message. Simply text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So let's get started about how crazy of a week that it was. We start out with the Democrat National Convention. And Kamala Harris, who has never received one single vote to ever become the Democrat nominee, or to become president of the United States, and certainly not to be vice president because, well, she's running on a ticket with Joe Biden. So when Joe Biden got elected in 2020, those were people casting a ballot for a team of Biden Harris. So she's never really, so here she is. There's a great Peter Sellers movie called Being There. And I'd encourage you, you ought to go watch it. I'm sure it's available on Netflix or Amazon or someplace. But Being There, and Chauncey, the main character, is a gardener who ends up being the toast of the town because of these insane things that he says that are true. On the face of what he says, they're true, but they're taken completely out of context, and all of the socialites and all of the really cool people that, you know, they think they're cool, I would call them modern politicians, hear what he has to say, and because he's an English gardener, of course he's wearing, you know, a tuxedo and a top hat, and, you know, very well dressed, they think he must be one of us. And he has such brilliant things to say. Yet the whole movie is about, well, I shouldn't say the whole movie is about, but one of the main themes is here's a story about a guy that says nothing and the fools that take him for being oh so brilliant. I think that's kind of the whole life of Kamala Harris. So she gives a speech that, quite frankly, was boring. And quite honestly, I think contains some very dark, far-left dog whistles. So she took the stage at the DNC on Thursday night to accept her party's nomination in a speech long slated as the vice president's make-or-break-it moment. Well, the speech itself, if you actually watched it, was a boring failure. Now, let me tell you why I think it was boring. Let me tell you why you should accept my statement that it was boring. I like a good speech, whether I agree with it or not, if it is, if it can grab you emotionally, if it can make you think, if it can make you consider your perspective, if it connects with the audience, if it is genuine and authentic, then it's not fake. You've been to conventions. You've been, you know, or you've gone to some, you know, corporate retreat, or you've had somebody come in and speak, you know, at your church or at your school or whatever, and it's been just, boom, falls flat on its face. Because the speech was inauthentic. Because it was bullcrap. Because they didn't have anything of substance to say. So, when I tell you that I found the speech boring, it was not because I'm a Republican and she's a Democrat, or actually, I'm a Republican and she's a Marxist. It was because it was just so trite. It was just a bunch of homilies. It was just a bunch of just it was just blathering, truly blathering. For the first 20 minutes, she harped on about her background, how she was special, and her family history, before she pivoted to some sort of vague political platitudes for the second half of the speech. But let's go to the first half of the speech. Because this was her attempt to do two things, to connect with the average American, but to paint her childhood as somehow being a struggling childhood. Now, why? Well, first and foremost, because her parents were renters. They weren't homeowners for a long time. Well, that's meaningless if you understand that her parents were academics who were moving from school to school, college to college, university to university. And so it's easier to rent, and particularly if you're going to rent, you know, campus housing as opposed to off-campus housing, renting's just actually the smarter thing to do. So the fact that her parents were renters, I look and think to myself, BFD. You know, my parents were renters until I was in junior high. They rented from some friends of theirs that they knew who had some homes around my hometown and some apartment buildings, and they rented a small house from these friends of theirs. And then my dad saved up, mom and dad both saved up, until they had enough money for a down payment, and they were so excited because they finally built a home. My mom still lives in that home. And for them, that was one of the greatest accomplishments they ever had. So when you tell me that your parents were renters, I kind of yawn. Or when she tells me that, as if it was a problem, she had to work at McDonald's. Really? Well, welcome to the real world, sweetheart. A lot of people have to work at McDonald's. And in fact, McDonald's is really no longer the place that high schoolers go, although some do in some places. But generally speaking, it used to be a place where high schoolers went to work to learn some sort of work ethic, to learn how to interact with the public, to learn how to operate a point-of-sale machine, to actually get an order right, or to cook some French fries, or to flip a burger or do something. That's kind of what McDonald's used to be. But it's kind of morphed because the value of the dollar has become so weak and so minute that now adults are working at McDonald's to make a living, trying to support a family. But when you tell me that back when you were a teenager that you were working at McDonald's, I'm supposed to feel sorry for you? Well, sorry, but I don't. Not in the least. She never really talked about the fact that her mother and her father were both Marxists. Her dad was a self-avowed Marxist economist. And of all places, taught at Stanford University, a Ivy League school, one of the top schools in the country, a Marxist economic professor. Oh, you can find all sorts of news clippings about some of the controversy that, you know, he was going to go to some other school because they didn't have enough money to pay him. But they were, you know, the students were, you know, of course, the radical students were trying to keep him there. And it all talks, you know, in fact, there's a picture of him, you know, Marxist economic professor. I forget what his name was, but whatever his name was, he's described in the caption as a Marxist economic professor. So all of the family stuff, I just found, okay, let's get to the point. And then she did. She pivoted to these really vague political platitudes for the second half. But the thematics of the address that was, we're not going back, and a new way forward, was really a far darker dog whistle to the most extreme wing of her party. Those who want borders abolished and those who want America to be irreversibly transfigured over the next 4 to 8 years. Now think about that. We're not going back. She's in office. So what, we're not going back to what you've been doing? Or a new way forward, so what you've been doing you think is wrong? Because you're in office. So to campaign on, instead of campaigning on claiming that everything we've done for the past 3.5 years is wonderful, it's accomplished everything we intended for it to accomplish, and now we're going to go pursue that even more. No, she didn't do that, which I found very odd. And I'll explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, send a text message. It's 33103. I'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state, if you've received a levy or garnishment notice, the worst thing you can do is ignore it. The problem isn't going away, and the longer you put it off, the more penalties and interest keep piling up. So what should you do? Call a company that can help. The experts at Rush Tax Resolution know how to fight the IRS and win. Rush Tax is A-plus rated with the BBB, and they've helped thousands of people put an end to their tax problems for good. And if you're a business owner and owe payroll taxes, did you know the IRS can shut you down and come after you personally? Rush Tax helps business owners stay in business. They've even been able to stop levies and garnishments the same day. Call 800-485-3021 now, and Rush Tax will tell you upfront and for free if they can help. And they only take cases they know they can help. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. Or RushTaxResolution.com.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail. But we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered
by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app, whatever app you use, doesn't make any difference. Search for and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. Go do that right now. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown, hit that subscribe button, and then leave us a 5-star review. Got it? So I had a text message that said, wait a minute, you were telling us about what happened to Barry Weiss and you never finished that story. Well, let me just tell you real quickly, what happened to Barry Weiss, if you heard the first hour of the program, is the same thing that happened to the Swedish journalist, except, well, essentially the same thing. Barry Weiss criticized the New York Times for some things that were said about them on about the New York Times on Twitter, and then she got pretty much criticized for it, ostracized by her colleagues for, you know, agreeing with what the criticism was. And the criticism was basically, you're not doing journalism. You're just, you know, spewing out the talking points from the Democrat Party. And Barry Weiss wrote that, yeah, that is exactly what the New York Times is doing. And did the editors support her for criticizing them? Nope. So she left and got fired at the same time and started the Free Press. And she's just trying to do her best to practice journalism. And you'll see that if you go to the Free Press website, you'll see that because you'll see a roster of reporters and commentary writers, opinion writers, that cross the political spectrum. I don't agree with everything Barry Weiss writes, but you know what I do like about what Barry Weiss writes? Makes you think. May not agree with it, but you'll think about it. So back to Kamala Harris's speech. The theme of the speech was, we're not going back. Okay? Well, you're in office, so you're not going back to Trump? Because if you really want to make that argument, then when it comes debate time, or Trump needs to be doing it on the as he's doing stump speeches, ask if we were better off under Trump or we better off under Biden-Harris. Because I can tell you that personally, I was a lot better off under Trump. I look at the value of, you know, so I'm not going to argue about how much money I make. Of course, I think I should make more. But my purchasing power has dramatically decreased. Inflation has just eaten up everything. iHeart's not handing out a bunch of raises. So, you know, if I make X dollars today compared to X dollars a year ago, the purchasing power is so much less. Or the other theme of the speech was a new way forward. So the old way, your way, is wrong, is bad. A new way forward, but that's also a dog whistle. Not only is it a backhanded criticism of her old boss, Joe Biden, but a new way forward is a Marxist chant, a Marxist theme that progressives have long adopted, that we need a new way forward. And that's the dark dog whistle to the most extreme wing of the party, those who want borders absolutely just abolished, and those who want America to be irreversibly transformed over the next 4 to 8 years. She will be the fourth term of Barack Obama. Obama had two, then you got Joe Biden, and if you get Kamala Harris, it will be the absolute fundamental transformation of this country. Kamala Harris is a Marxist. Kamala Harris is a communist at heart. And I know that many people, including one of my very best friends, who happens to be my lawyer, said that every time that I would call Kamala Harris a Marxist, that he would cringe a little bit. And I got a kick out of that because he called me the other day to say, you know, I used to talk about how, or I used to cringe when you would say that Kamala Harris was a Marxist until one day when I played this audio, which you heard last week, but I want you to hear it again, where when she was running in 2020, she put out this little commercial. It's a 50-second ad in which she perfectly describes Marxism and communism.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, oh, everyone should get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still going to be that far back behind me. It's about giving people the resources and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
The rest is just music and a little and some cartoonish drawings of two people on the top of a mountain looking into the sunrise or the sunset. So she wants us all to end up at the same place. Karl Marx would be so proud of that. And that's why the new way forward is that dog whistle to the far extreme progressive Marxist wing of her party. That's what she believes in. I double-checked before I did the program today, and I went back to that original tweet. And it's still there. It's from November 1st of 2020 at 11:06 a.m. It's still in her timeline. She hasn't taken it down. She hasn't deleted it because that's what she believes. She believes that we should all end up at the same place. Now, I don't know what place you're at. If you're at a place that is a lot wealthier or happier or more successful than I am, I'd like to be at your place. Now, if you're not as successful or wealthy as I am, I don't really want to end up where you are, but you probably would like to end up where I am. But what happens with Marxism is it ends up being the lowest common denominator. So those who are more successful or wealthy or happier than I am are going to be dragged down, and not just dragged down to my level, but below my level, to the lowest common denominator. Exactly what Karl Marx and Lenin advocated. And that's what Chairman Mao implemented and utterly destroyed China. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I love Girls Night Out.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about Girls Night Out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds.
The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Redding Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke. And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm laughing because the next thing I want to tell you about the speech, which I think is funny. But while you're at it, if you're on social media, go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. And don't forget, you can always send a text message. The number's 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. So one of the things I thought was funny about the speech was, before she spoke, the Democrats were promised a very special guest. A very special guest. So a lot of people in the audience started, you know, clapping and cheering and hollering that Beyonce is in the room. Beyonce is here. Others were thinking it was going to be Taylor Swift. So they were watching Swift's plane, which was parked in Nashville, but it never took off from the Nashville airport. And instead, after being promised a very special guest, up walked Kamala Harris, who was visibly nervous, decked out in a blue pantsuit and some kind of matching scarf. You know, let me just say this. It's always dangerous to criticize a woman's wardrobe. But I always thought that Kamala Harris actually dressed fairly smartly. In contrast to her actual intellect, I thought her wardrobe was much smarter than she was. Well, they'll get the sexist people mad at me. Well, they'll get mad for being sexist about it. But she had this weird pantsuit on that had this weird kind of matching scarf that just did not match what she's worn in the past. I'm sorry, but it's just one of the things that I noticed. But the speech itself was wooden. It was just a litany of things about herself and her family, broken up with a few rhetorical flourishes and her trademark cackle. All psychobabble stuff. And not really compelling psychobabble either. She said at one point, "My early memories of our parents together are very joyful ones. A home filled with laughter and music. Aretha, Coltrane, and Miles." Now, what's she doing there? I think she's trying to lean into her newfound blackness while airbrushing over her broken family and her father's more recent repudiation of her political calculations. What? You tell me you haven't heard that? Yeah. Kamala Harris is shamed by her Jamaican father over a pot-smoking joke. This happened back in 2019. Kamala Harris made headlines last week, this is from February 20th of 2019, when she joked in a radio interview that, of course, she smoked marijuana in her younger years, saying, "Half my family's from Jamaica, are you kidding me?" But that joke didn't go over well with at least one Jamaican individual, and that's Donald Harris, her father. The elder Harris sent an unsolicited statement to Kingston-based Jamaica Global Online, for which the emeritus professor of economics, of Marxist economics, I remind you, at Stanford University wrote a recent essay on his family's history. Quote, "My dear departed grandmothers, whose extraordinary legacy I described in a recent essay on this website, as well as my deceased parents, must be turning in their grave right now to see their family's name, reputation, and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with the fraudulent stereotype of a pot-smoking joy seeker, and in the pursuit of identity politics. Speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty." When you piss off your dad that badly that he writes a letter to the editor that's going to go viral because you know that your daughter's running for president back in 2020? Yeah. It's her pathetic attempt to, oh, wait a minute, in 2020 she was running as a Jamaican. Now in 2024 she's running as a black woman. It's wonderful. You know, it's lucky she's a woman. Otherwise, if she was a man, she'd have to identify as a woman in order to meet that category of identity politics. Well, anyway, all that blather went on for quite some time. In fact, Harris referenced the word mother twice as often as she mentioned the border. She said me or I dozens of times more than she mentioned either the economy, inflation, or even her latest pet topic, Project 2025. It was all Trump, 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 Trump. Her approach to her opponent is markedly different from Joe Biden's. You know, over the past several years, Biden has scarcely mentioned Donald Trump by name. You know, Biden would also often talk about the other guy or my opponent. Not Kamala Harris. She named Donald Trump 16 times in her speech, calling Donald Trump an unserious man before going on to try to convince the audience somehow that he was a serious threat to our democracy. She mentioned Donald Trump by name more than she mentioned anything about the border, the economy, inflation, Israel, Ukraine, China, Taiwan. Name any of the big issues confronting this country, and she named Trump more than she named any of those issues. Now, why is that important to note? Because it means we didn't learn anything about her position on issues. We didn't learn anything about what she stands about anything. And I find that dismaying, not surprising, and fascinating. It's dismaying because I really wanted to hear, like, hey, sweetheart, what do you stand for? What do you want to do? You know, you've been in the, it's like being a second violinist in an orchestra. You really want to be number one. You really want to be first chair. Or if you're a lawyer, you know, oftentimes, you know, in a legal case, there'll be somebody sitting in the first chair. And then there's the associate lawyer sitting in the second chair. Everybody wants to be in the first chair. If you're the Vice President of the United States of America, you are so close. You're so close to the seat of power of the most powerful office in the world, and you want it so badly. So I'd like to have heard, I was dismayed that I didn't hear that once she got that seat of power, or if she gets that seat of power, which I don't think she will, if she gets that seat of power, what are you going to do with it? You know, a nation that's going to be voting really deserves to know what you want to do with that power. So I was dismayed by that. I wasn't surprised by it. And here's why. Think about how she got to where she is now. And I don't mean Willie Brown. I don't mean affairs with, you know, the former mayor, Sam, with the icon Democrat of California. I don't mean any of that. What I mean is, how did she get to where she is in terms of the nomination? Well, let's go back to 2019. In 2019, she's running for president among, I think, what, 16, 17, 18 other Democrats. She raises a lot of money. She was kind of like Jeb Bush in this regard. She raised a boatload of money, but never got one single delegate. So bad was her performance. So low was she in the ratings that rather than being bumped off the debate stage because she didn't qualify, she withdrew from the race. In the one debate, I think it was one debate that she participated in, could have been two, but I think it was only one, she actually stopped and said to Joe Biden that he was a racist, which he is, but to call him out as a racist on a Democrat debate platform was kind of stupid. At least I thought so. Until when it came time to pick a running mate, Joe Biden proved indeed that he is racist. Because what did he do? He said, oh, I want to pick, just like he said when he picked an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, I'm looking for a black woman. There's nothing more racist than saying, you know what, I'm a white guy and I want to make sure that I can appeal to blacks. So I'm going to find a token black, I'm going to put her on my ticket, and we're going to run together. So the woman that called me a racist, I'm going to prove that I'm a racist by selecting a DEI appointment, Kamala Harris, who couldn't get one vote for the presidency at all, or for the Democrat nomination. That's how she got there. The racist actually picked her. No qualifications, no political acumen whatsoever. Have you ever thought about why Joe Biden really did that? Because Joe Biden didn't want anybody, he knew what it was like to be vice president. And he knows that being vice president, I forget the, Nance, was it Vice President Nance or Garner? I forget who it was, that said that the vice presidency is not worth a warm bucket of spit. Well, that's really true. And so Biden, having served for 8 years under Barack Obama, being as close as he could be to the presidency, gets kicked out by Barack Obama. So he wanted somebody that had, that was going to just, he could push aside, give a portfolio, say the immigration or the border, which is a lose-lose situation, and get her out of the way so I can go do what I want to do. That's how she ended up being vice president. And then she became the presidential nominee, again, without a single voter voting for her in a primary. Because Joe Biden wanted to shut down the primary to eliminate Bobby Kennedy, which we'll talk about in the next hour, to eliminate Bobby Kennedy or anybody else from ever getting anywhere near campaigning against him. Because he had seen in the past what had happened with other candidates, Teddy Kennedy Jr. running against Jimmy Carter. He knew what it was like to, as an incumbent, to face a challenge. And he was not going to let that happen. So he really shut down the primaries entirely. Kamala Harris didn't get one single vote. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So, what happens next?
If you owe the IRS or state, if you've received a levy or garnishment notice, the worst thing you can do is ignore it. The problem isn't going away, and the longer you put it off, the more penalties and interest keep piling up. So what should you do? Call a company that can help. The experts at Rush Tax Resolution know how to fight the IRS and win. Rush Tax is A-plus rated with the BBB, and they've helped thousands of people put an end to their tax problems for good. And if you're a business owner and owe payroll taxes, did you know the IRS can shut you down and come after you personally? Rush Tax helps business owners stay in business. They've even been able to stop levies and garnishments the same day. Call 800-485-3021 now, and Rush Tax will tell you upfront and for free if they can help. And they only take cases they know they can help. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. Or rushtaxresolution.com.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hey
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, if you like what you hear on The Weekend, you can hear it Monday through Friday, too. On your iHeart app or however you listen online, just search for 630 KHOW in Denver. And I do the morning drive program here in Denver from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. It's 630 KHOW. Go put that into your iHeart app or on your computer. And you can listen to me during the weekday, too. So Kamala Harris said some really bizarre things during her speech, including this one.
When he sailed, he sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol, where they assaulted law enforcement officers. When politicians in his own party begged him to call off the mob and send help, he did the opposite. He fanned the flames. And now, for an entirely different set of crimes, he was found guilty of fraud by a jury of everyday Americans. And separately found liable for committing sexual abuse. And consider what he intends to do.
Before we consider what he intends to do, let's go back to January 6th. He didn't incite that mob at all. And he didn't incite them to attack cops. Did some of in that mob, because there was a mob, I think there were agents provocateur in that mob. I think there were government agents that were actually spurring on the violence, trying to create the violence. You heard about the mysterious pipe bomb at the DNC and how they drove Kamala Harris's motorcade right by it, didn't even blink an eye. They knew it was there. Someone planted it there. In fact, we have the video that shows that. And by the way, it was Donald Trump that before January 6th, had offered National Guard troops to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the U.S. Capitol Police. And the only person that was killed on January 6th was shot by a U.S. Capitol Police officer. He didn't. This January 6th thing, that's a narrative that's been implanted into everybody's brain by the cabal. That's the whole threat to democracy. That's the origin of the threat to democracy. And it's all built on falsehoods. Were there people on January 6th that did things that I think were illegal? Yeah, they vandalized some things. But I think they were spurred on by our own government. And then, you know, E. Jean Carroll, who sued him for rape and sexual abuse and defamation, the jury didn't find him guilty of rape. The jury found him guilty of sexually assaulting this woman. But this woman has a history of making these accusations against other men who have also been found guilty of the same thing. She was a gossip columnist for one of the New York papers. I don't put much credence in the New York juries. And then the whole fraud thing, I think he hasn't been convicted because he hasn't been sentenced yet. And I think those charges, that finding of guilt, will be overturned on appeal. That was a kangaroo court if I've ever seen one. But then all of that leads her to claim that he's going to do this.
If we give him power again, consider his explicit intent to set free violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers at the Capitol.
You mean like the grandmother who strolled through? Yeah, the tourist grandmother? I do. I say commute the sentences or pardon all of them. I do say that.
His explicit intent to jail journalists, political opponents, and anyone he sees as the enemy.
I find that laughable. Show me their receipts. Show me the receipt, sweetheart. Where's he said he's going to jail journalists? That he's going to jail his political opponents? Again, it's the big lie.
His explicit...
Explicit. She loves the word explicit.
Intent to deploy our active duty military against our own citizens.
Really? Where? I've heard him talk about deploying the U.S. military to the southern border to keep illegal aliens from and the cartels from bringing all their drugs and crime into this country, which, you know, may have some legal hurdles. Posse Comitatus, the Insurrection Act. But you know what? It may be time for that. But this is what she did. This is what she did for, I think, 37 minutes. So she at least kept it short. She talked about how she and Biden were working to end the war, the one in Israel. And then she tried to play it both ways. The hostages are released. The suffering in Gaza ends. And the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination. So she's trying to play up to the pro-Hamas wing of the party while trying to claim that she supports Israel's right of self-defense. But the real news was this is the first time a Democrat Party nominee had mentioned the Palestinians in an acceptance speech, probably forever. Biden didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. You might have to go back a long way to find another such reference. I couldn't find one. For the far lefties in attendance, that was a major victory. A support of a group of people that have never existed as a people or as a country and are governed by a terrorist organization that they voted into power and that they keep in power. That's the pro-Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. And remember, she's not going back. It's a new way forward. The dog whistle to illegal aliens, cartels, open border activists. That's what she did. So it was a wild week. And then yesterday happened. And what happened yesterday? The race got even wilder. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Michael to this number, 33103. Be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Ooh, I love girls' night out.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories. And JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan. All gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop JTV.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about girls' night out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.